It's time for Terry's Talk on 1180 AM KLAY, your news and conversation station for the South South.
Hello, Puget Sound. Hello, world.
I sure miss the way I used to do that.
I'm not sure
that I don't like that promo, but I like to be able to just go, hello! Puget Sound.
Me too, because then I could see your lungs, like, all the way down to your lungs.
I'm sitting here tapping my fingers listening to that 30-second promo, and I love the way Roy Cunningham did that for us.
He did an awesome job. I know.
But I just don't quite get into the show quite as much.
It's like the energy pill.
I don't do it myself.
Yeah, I miss the energy pill. I watch you do that, and you look like such a dork. It's time to start the show.
Hey, it's Terry's Talk here on KLAY 1180 on your AM dial
and www.klay1180.com.
Right here at Terry's Talk, where we interview, have a conversation with the doers, the movers and shakers, the people working to improve the communities we live, work, and play, and my lovely co-host, Miss Smarty Pants, Michelle Simon.
Get it right.
Hey, I saw a picture on Facebook of you holding a fish.
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
It's very
Or was
true.
It photoshopped?
No, because you know what? What really bites is that these jeans that I have on, like one of my favorite pairs, I still got fish blood in them. I washed them, but they're stained.
Oh.
So I'm walking around as a fish killer.
A fish killer. Mm-hmm. Well, that sure was wonderful smoked trout you brought in last week.
Yeah, I was going to bring... I got
that
home.
Would have been, that should have been the show that John did a video of us sitting here eating trout, trying to do a radio show.
Well, I have a friend that's a 5-star chef, and I have a halibut recipe that I wanted to make last night. Things ran out of time. I was going to bring in this 5-star halibut dish and
well, there's
have
five
it here.
People in the studio today.
Yeah, and just time ran out last night, and it didn't happen, so I'm going to have to do it another time. And just as I do the hunting and gathering, but no, more the hunting, not the gathering thing, so people can listen to the different things that we're trying on air.
Well, I went to a fundraiser last night at TASED, Tacoma Area Coalition for Individuals with Disabilities. And it was a spaghetti feed fundraiser, and we had to wear blindfolds to eat our spaghetti because the person within the TASED organization that came up with the idea for the fundraiser is blind. And so she made everybody wear blindfolds while we were eating spaghetti.
I would have paid money, because you know how the babies did it with the meatballs and everything smashed against it would have been great.
It was a lot of fun.
We could have blackmailed you
so
big time.
It was a lot of fun. Well, I think Ken Gibson took a picture, and I think he asked if it was good enough to post. And I said, well, heck yeah. So I don't know if he's posted it yet or not. I haven't been able to play on Facebook much today. So we'll see. There might be incriminating evidence out there somewhere.
I'm sure there is. It floats around.
Hey, do we need to do a weather report today?
It's sunny somewhere in the United States. I'm just not sure where.
Well, it's a balmy, 61 degrees here in beautiful downtown Lakewood today?
Yeah, at least we're not in Illinois. I just got a video
that's true.
With the hail coming down and the tornado sirens going off. So I guess they'll deal with the rain.
Hey, I'm not sure how to do this because we haven't rehearsed this at all.
Do we ever?
Yes, we do.
We do?
Well, don't we? We spend at least 10 minutes in the green room before we start the show.
That's true.
So I want to introduce a lady that we can tell stories about each other just a week ago.
Yeah.
Christine Kramer let me drive her car in downtown Tacoma a week ago.
She let you drive her car?
She did. And I got her a parking ticket.
That was really nice of you.
It was.
Anything else you gave her?
Nothing. About a 2.5-hour lunch.
Oh, okay.
But that's why we got a parking ticket. Well, I don't know. I was with our friend Roy Cunningham, and we parked, and I paid the $1.25 for an hour and a half worth of parking, and then Christine was wanted me to parallel park a car, so I did. And I didn't even think about paying for her ticket, but she still would have got a parking ticket anyway because I paid the buck and a quarter plus $25 for being overtime on the parking stall. So I think she was lucky. She didn't pay the buck and a quarter. So, Christine, move up to the microphone, and let's shoot the breeze here a little bit. Tell us about the weekly breeze, and let's start this brand-new segment that we're going to start doing every week here, Shooting the Breeze. You were supposed to be here a month ago, and now we're just kind of slow learners.
Well, she's younger than I am, so it takes her longer, you know.
So, talk a little bit about the weekly breeze before I say that you're one of the newest ambassadors to the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Terry, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on the radio station, and thank you for parallel parking for me. It was a good day. Someone parallel parked for me. The Weekly Breeze is a local periodical that my husband and I own. We're really excited about that it's not a lease or a franchise, because we then get to say who goes in and what goes in the paper, and we take that personally. So,
ooh, I better behave myself.
That there's an article right in the center of the front page of this, and so I think she's a good reporter taking notes already.
Yeah, I need to drag her down.
Yeah, don't read next week's paper. Just a fair
warning.
You're
going to bring us copies of next week's paper so that we can see what we talk about today?
We have a lot of fun with that. We have some local area writers that are contributing writers for the Weekly Breeze, and we really tout our local business owners. We take pride in trying to promote their businesses and their services. So in a nutshell, that's what we're doing with the Weekly Breeze.
How do you do that?
Well, what we do is we sit down and visit with them over coffee, find out about their business. Pardon me. We put them in print in the paper, which goes out every week. We splash them on business Facebook, on our website, and then I show up at events similar to this all week long. So, again, we take a multifaceted approach to promoting their services.
And do your customers, your clients... increase sales by being in the Weekly Breeze?
Well, I sure hope so. In the last just 6 days, I've heard from three different advertisers, Roma Tile and Stone, who landed a big client in DuPont from that paper, Five Star Realty, Property Management, that's right downstairs, I believe, called me today. So we get a lot of good feedback.
Very good.
That's very cool.
So are you going to be able to be bringing...
And you're more of a Pierce County, understanding.
We're in Pierce County. We're also in Thurston County. We're trying to add two new additions, University Place for Crest and Tacoma. Mm-hmm. So it's growing very fast. Our first launch was August 28th of last year. So we just... a little bit faster than what we had expected, but we're excited about that. And it doesn't surprise Irvin and I. We don't do anything halfway. So we fly by the seat of our pants.
That's
You're in
cool.
good company.
Yeah, that's what we do too. Well, I'm gonna give some sneaky information here.
Are you sneaky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are my lovely co-host.
Well, you see on here. Okay.
On page two.
On page two, they're part of the Thurston County, or a proud member of the Thurston County Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
Okay. You guys ready for some really fun information?
Thurston County Chamber of Commerce.
Not Thurston, just the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. We have some people here from the Thurston Chamber of Commerce.
From the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, Lakewood, excuse me. Rented Lips. I borrowed them again from you. Anyways, this is all going to come full circle in a second. I was curious.
You're curious?
Yeah. When did a Chamber of Commerce start? How did it start?
And what it is?
Why did it start? And so...
Are these notes you took while you were sitting having breakfast this morning?
Actually, I have these written on a very fancy placemat, and I was eating, and actually, did you know the first Chamber of Commerce was founded in 1912?
1912. I'll bet it was in downtown New York.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
The focus was business advocacy. The motto was fighting for your business. This is not an agency of the U.S. government. And Charles Nagel was the one that started the very first Chamber of Commerce to help with businesses and to gather them together. Think back to 1912. I was like, okay, what was going on in 1912? I wasn't alive, so I Googled 1912. Here's some interesting facts. John is taking us to commercial break, so those interesting facts of what was really going on in 1912 and how Charles was way ahead of his time.
We'll be back in 2 minutes to hear those facts.
Yeah, you guys, don't go anywhere, okay?
Right here on Terry's Talk.
Yeah.
Get your garage back. We're talking about the premier garage condos at Garage Plus Storage, located in Spanaway. If you haven't experienced them yet, what are you waiting for? You can own yours starting as low as only $390 per month with 24/7 security, full heating and electric available on every unit, 14 by 14 foot doors, high-speed internet and cable, sizes ranging from 300 to 990 square feet. Enjoy a 3,000 square foot clubhouse with 6 flat screen TVs and full-size kitchen. You need to come and see what the excitement is all about and experience the freedom of owning your own workshop, your own man cave. Visit ownamancave.com and get yours today.
Does your auto or homeowner's insurance meet your needs? Your farmer's agent can review your coverages and let you know about any available discounts. Renters, farmer's insurance can inexpensively protect your assets. Business owners, there are specific risks and liabilities unique to your business. A farmer's agent can tailor a comprehensive and innovative business insurance package to fit your business needs. Dan Loftus, your local farmer's agent and insurance professional, will gladly provide a free business insurance quote. Contact Dan at 360-355-2947, 360-355-2947.
It's easy to feel financially vulnerable these days. There's so much going on. Whatever personal decision you make to help keep you and your family safe, Goldenrod Jewelers wants you to keep one thing in mind: gold and silver coins. Let Goldenrod Jewelers do what they know how to do best: sell gold and silver. Every day they sell, buy, and repair it, and turn it into precious items. Remember, you're not just spending money, you're exchanging it. So invest into something solid and feel secure again at Goldenrod Jewelers. Call them today at 253-840-8114. 253-840-8114.
Hi, this is Michelle from Garage Plus. Are you paying too much for storage? The price per square foot on your retail and office space makes on-site storage of your records bad for your bottom line. Renting storage means you never gain equity, and the price to own is about the same. Garage Plus storage ownership features 24/7 access, on-site security, fire protection, climate control, internet access, even meeting rooms. Go to garageplusstorage.com or call 877-875-PLUS, 877-875-PLUS.
Welcome back to Terry's Talk here on KLAY 1180 on your AM dial. And I know we have at least one listener out there at www.KLAY1180. Here we are having a wonderful conversation with the leadership of the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce right here in South Pierce County. We have Linda Smith, who is, what are you, the executive director?
Actually, I'm the president and CEO.
The president and CEO. You need to make sure that I get that right.
I need to send her a sympathy card. That's a lot of work.
And then we have Linda brought along Greg Backamas, of a local businessman, and I bet you you're on the board of directors or something for the chamber.
Oh, that's correct, I am, yeah.
Outstanding. And what is your business?
I am the general manager of the Great American Casino in Lakewood.
Well, I've been in there a few times for chamber activities. It's a fabulous facility, and it's easy access, too. I bet it's fabulous to have a facility like that in Lakewood.
Well, we're grateful to have the space, that's for sure. Greg has been extremely generous.
Well, I know that there are not very many spaces, whether it's in Lakewood or Pierce County or even in the region, to be able to have activities to accommodate 100 people or such. I'm building a brand new shopping center or strip mall out in Spanaway, and everybody tells me we need food services and we need places to have meetings.
Absolutely.
So, Linda, tell me, what does the Lakewood Chamber do for the Lakewood community?
Well, we are a nonprofit, membership-based organization with about 500 members, and our core missions are to promote our community, provide networking opportunities, representing the interests of business with government through political action, and creating a strong local economy. So that's it in a nutshell. We have a variety of programs and activities that we offer our members, and I'd like to talk a little bit about some of those activities.
Do you have some questions there, lovely co-host?
Well, I had some things.
Some smarty pants questions?
Actually, I was going to go back a little bit to where the first Chamber of Commerce was started in 1912. Washington State had only been in the Union 23 years when the first Chamber of Commerce was started. And the person that started it wanted to make sure it wasn't part of the U.S. government so that it could help local businesses and help local businesses grow. And this person, Charles, was way ahead of his time. During 1912, I had no idea what was going on in the United States. And I decided to do a little bit of research and just to touch base of what's kind of fun and then how his ideas have come and how this Chamber of Commerce idea is still alive and well in the year 2011. In 1912, the Titanic sank. New Mexico and Arizona became states. Theodore Roosevelt was shot but not killed. And then Ishi, the last survivor of the Yahi tribe and last wild Indian of North America, surrenders in Northern California. Aviation, the first transcontinental flight in America, is accompanied by Carl Rogers after surviving numerous crashes, forced landings, and injuries. Women gained the right to vote in California in 1912. Union activists, Naomi, and excuse me not pronouncing the last name correct, brothers plead guilty to bombing the LA Times newspaper. All this was happening back in 1912, and this man...
That's almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, and this man decided to go ahead and need to get together this advocacy group for businesses, which started in Washington, D.C., and then has spread to state, and then now from city to city. So now we have the Lakewood, and they've been around for about 40 years. And I just thought it was magnificent that someone so long ago was able to come up with such a phenomenal idea that's still around today.
It's a separate, and I think there's a big deal about that it's separate from actual government. But I also was I think it was on Facebook that I noticed, or maybe it was specifically on Lakewood's Facebook or Lakewood's Chamber Facebook page about an event, and I'm not sure when the date is, about a combined educational seminar about how to contract with the government.
Correct.
Sponsored by the Lakewood Chamber and the Lakewood City government and the SBA, I think it is?
No, not the SBA.
Not
and
the
actually,
SBA.
This is an event that is sponsored by the City of Lakewood.
What is sponsored
right,
by the City of Lakewood?
Right, right. We're supporting this particular program. There's a
but
lot
the city
of business.
Of Lakewood, the City of Lakewood, as a agency, wants to help promote business?
Absolutely.
Outstanding.
Well, we understand the checks and balances here, too. The more successful our local businesses are here in our community, the more taxes they get to bestow upon our great friends over at the City of Lakewood, and so it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
And there's an awful lot of businesses that are out there that are just not familiar with how to get into the game. And so I think that this will open a lot of doors for our local businesses. And
what's the date of that event?
Oh, gosh, you would ask me that, wouldn't you, Terry?
Yes, I would.
What's on Facebook?
Actually, you can, and if you can go to, you can Google Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, and they have an area that's for events. And you can go to there and check it out. What's nice is about the Chamber of Commerce, if you're going to a city and you want to explore it, if you look up Chamber of Commerce of wherever you're going, it'll give you activities, it'll give you restaurants, it'll give you different types of businesses, different types of tourist information. So it's a kind of a quick glimpse of the area, and it's a wonderful tool to use for traveling.
Well, and we are open 7 days a week for that very reason. Our Visitor Information Center is open 7 days a week.
And where's that located at?
In our lobby at the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, 4650 Steilacoom Boulevard.
So you're right there by the mall?
No. Steilacoom Boulevard. I think that's
here.
I asked Linda that question a couple of weeks ago. That's right in the campus of the Clover Park Technical College?
That's correct. We're in the Business Center, Building 19.
And they're open 7 days a week?
We're the only ones that are open 7 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's a great place to come and explore if you plan on visiting anywhere within the state of Washington and even Canada. We do provide all types of visitor information.
Well, it's kind of a fun way to have you and your children explore your backyard, too.
Absolutely.
A lot of times you don't realize, oh, this is just down the street. maybe you've driven past it 50 times and not realize what it is. And I've taken advantage of this before, of when my children were younger, of exploring my own, you know, back doors.
How many businesses are located in the city of Lakewood?
About 1,500.
1,500. How many businesses are members of the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce?
We've got approximately 500.
Are all of those 500 within Lakewood, or are they other businesses from the surrounding area?
Well, of course, we have Christine Kramer that's sitting right here, who originally joined when she was in Thurston County and is now in University Place. But no, we have members from Thurston County all the way up to King County.
I got to chuckle a little bit. For those in Generation Y and Generation X who are definitely Facebook texting people, if you look at the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce and the Facebook page, you see here, Terry likes it, Karen likes it, Diane Lyon likes it. Geez Louise, we know all these people. This is scary.
Really? Those people popped up on the page when you the day you opened it? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a picture of half your face.
Which half?
The better half.
Oh, okay. and is your face in there?
I didn't sign up. 934 people. I did hit like, but 934 people like Chamber of Commerce. So it's kind of interesting that there's all different age groups that go into this. It was kind of fun for me to tease you.
That's your job.
Good. And I paid the big bucks for it.
Yes, you are.
I'm up to 50 cents an hour, so I just want everyone jealous out there.
It goes on my account.
I know.
So, I don't know. I'll probably re-ask this question too many times. What does the Lakewood Chamber do to assist the businesses that are members of the Lakewood Chamber?
We always bring that up to our member businesses and ask them. We do an annual survey, and really we're asking for a performance review and what they would like to see us do. Interestingly enough, our member businesses would like to see us continue to be engaged with our local and state elected officials to watchdog what's going on within the business community, excuse me, and want us to keep them informed about what's going on with different laws, the changes in those laws, and how that's going to impact their bottom line. So whether it's the workman's compensation issue this year that has been somewhat resolved, not completely to our satisfaction, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. To local issues such as the sign code ordinance that we are so very happy to see the city of Lakewood repeal. And that was one of the things that, just one of the things that we do when we talk to our lawmakers and establish dialogue with them and talk to them about the needs of the business community. So our city council members listened and they weighed all sides and agreed that our temporary side code ordinance was a bit draconian and that they were going to loosen the reins on that. And so now we don't have to go through the process of going to the city for a permit, paying $35, putting our temporary signs up for 10 days, taking them back down, waiting 10 days, going back to the city, applying for another permit. That's over. They can just go ahead and put up their temporary sign as long as they're in compliance or certain rules, like has to come up inside the business when the business is closed. But there's just some real obvious do's and don'ts. And we're going to be having our July luncheon with city staff to discuss those very issues so that people are very clear about what they are allowed to do. But we're really pleased.
Signage is the key to business. If people don't know you're there, your business is not going to make money.
Well, and we know all about beautiful downtown Lakewood, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do.
Have a grid system here, and there are many, many small businesses, independent businesses that are out there in these circuitous routes, and without that A-frame to grab someone's attention, you know, you're more likely going to be driving by.
Well, let's continue this conversation about the Lakewood Chamber and how it helps business in a couple of minutes right here on Terry's Talk.
Yeah.
Get your garage back. We're talking about the premier garage condos at Garage Plus Storage, located in Spanaway. If you haven't experienced them yet, what are you waiting for? You can own yours starting as low as only $390 per month with 24/7 security, full heating and electric available in every unit, 14 by 14 foot doors, high-speed internet and cable, sizes ranging from 300 to 990 square feet. Enjoy a 3,000 square foot clubhouse with 6 flat screen TVs and full-size kitchen. You need to come and see what the excitement is all about and experience the freedom of owning your own workshop, your own man cave. Visit ownamancave.com and get yours today.
Does your auto or homeowner's insurance meet your needs? Your farmer's agent can review your coverages and let you know about any available discounts. Renters, farmer's insurance can inexpensively protect your assets. Business owners, there are specific risks and liabilities unique to your business. A farmer's agent can tailor a comprehensive and innovative business insurance package to fit your business needs. Dan Loftus, your local farmer's agent and insurance professional, will gladly provide a free business insurance quote. Contact Dan at 360-355-2947, 360-355-2947.
It's easy to feel financially vulnerable these days. There's so much going on. Whatever personal decision you make to help keep you and your family safe, Goldenrod Jewelers wants you to keep one thing in mind: gold and silver coins. Let Goldenrod Jewelers do what they know how to do best: sell gold and silver. Every day they sell, buy, and repair it, and turn it into precious items. Remember, you're not just spending money, you're exchanging it. So invest into something solid and feel secure again at Goldenrod Jewelers. Call them today at 253-840-8114. 253-840-8114.
Hi, this is Michelle from Garage Plus. Are you paying too much for storage? The price per square foot on your retail and office space makes on-site storage of your records bad for your bottom line. Renting storage means you never gain equity, and the price to own is about the same. Garage Plus storage ownership features 24/7 access, on-site security, fire protection, climate control, internet access, even meeting rooms. Go to garageplusstorage.com or call 877-875-PLUS. 877-875-PLUS.
Here we are back to Terry's Talk here on KLAY 1180 on your AM dial. We're having a conversation, a fabulous conversation with the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce. Linda Smith's been telling us about some successes working with the local city government with some sign code ordinances. And I know that this is a primary or secondary theme of Terry's Talk, is how do we do business in today's economy? And I want to kind of quickly shift, and Greg Backhamus is with us today as well. And I kind of want to direct that question, because I know he's a manager, general manager of a local business down the street. So I want to ask him the question as he's... dropping his notes on the floor.
Hey, get off from underneath the desk, would you?
How do we do business in today's economy, Greg?
You know, a lot of this has to do, Terry, with the fact that one thing that the chamber does is allow you to network with other businesses in this town. We have opportunities that chamber puts in front of us that we can get in touch with the military, with the Military Affairs Committee meetings. That's every third Tuesday of every month, where we have all the brass from the base come out and talk. And it's one-on-one, face-to-face meetings with these people, and that's business out there that the businesses here in Lakewood can take advantage of. But no one really knows how to get past those walls, and this is a great opportunity the Chamber gives every month for all the businesses to get together and rub shoulders with the top brass out at the base. So that's one of the areas. We have another thing called Chamber AM Network, which meets, I believe that's second Tuesday of every month, and that allows everyone to get together and kind of a horseshoe shape in the room, and everyone be able to talk about their particular business. And there's been a camaraderie that's existed and started to really kind of foster itself over the last 2 or 3 years, that a lot of businesses that do business in Lakewood will do business with other chamber members. And that's a priority as far as I'm concerned in my business. If I'm looking for a plumber, I'm going local. You know, whether I live in South Hill or Puyallup, and I do business here, I'm keeping my business here in Lakewood because they are members of the chamber, and it self-supports itself. So.
Well, I had a lunch meeting with a fellow that's been in business for a long, long time, and we were talking about other chambers that he's been involved with, and he's been members for over 20 years, and has not always been satisfied that those chambers promote the other businesses. He was, well, I've been a member for 20 years. Yet another member comes in for only 2 years, and they're in the same business I'm in, and you're promoting them rather than me. How does I know and I know the old style of doing business prior to the rocket ship going to the moon the last 20 years was based on networking, was based on those face-to-face conversations you had with the neighboring businessmen, the people that I was trained how to do business, talk about the stories of walking down downtown urban areas along those sidewalks and just literally going into every business along that and making those friendships and those connections that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of credibility in the fact that if I meet you face-to-face and I'm going to do business with you, you are most likely going to do a better job for me. And, you know, a lot of times when I contract with specific businesses within a city of Lakewood, they might be a little bit more expensive, but you know what? I have the satisfaction in knowing that the job's going to be well done, and I won't have to repeat that job again.
Well, that, and then I also believe that I want those businesses to stay in business for at least 20 years or more, so that when I want them to come and back and do another project, or I want to go offer my services, that we'll still be there to do business together.
Sure.
Rather than having to go look for somebody else in the future.
Absolutely.
So whether the price is a smidgen more or the service is a whole lot better, and that way that they're actually understanding how to do business and what it takes to be in business and keep those doors open all the time. So I'm happy to do what I talk about all the time is the local business, but I want those local businesses to survive in the long-term basis. So what does it take to do that?
Well, you know, we try to offer a lot of things to the Chamber. One of the things that I'm involved with as far as the Board of Directors is concerned is the Political Affairs Committee meetings. Now, a lot of the Chamber members are not astute as far as the political aspects that take place not only in the city but the county but also the state. So I think it's our responsibility as a chamber to present this thing, to present this to them. You know, we've brought the governor of the state of Washington here, we brought the lieutenant governor, the attorney general was here, we also had local representatives, senators, councilmen from the Pierce County Council, and also local council people too. We need to bring all these elected officials in front of the chamber members so they can ask questions and they get more educated as far as where are their tax dollars going, you know, and that's a critical aspect as far as starting a new business in this town. You know, business is tough enough out there as it is, especially in this recession that we're all going through. And the last thing you need to be astute as far as what's going on politically around you. That's also taking a couple dollars out of your wallet every month too.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I've spent 20 years in local government, and I don't think the government's there to get in the way, but it certainly we create that perception that it is because we don't understand what those jobs are, what those roles are, what those responsibilities are. And with you and Linda and other chamber members working so closely with the Lakewood City Council and staff members to allow for the local businesses to have their temporary signs. That's a major, major coup. When I was in college many years ago, I took on some billboard people, and that's an industry and not an industry. That's a...
As a giant animal.
As a giant animal.
Dealt with them, yes.
And then also sign codes for various jurisdictions, whether they're cities or counties or states. It's a huge battlefield. A huge, as we've talked, I think, in our very first show, Michelle, about how do we do business, and we talked about signage and promotion and recognition and how do you get your name out
and
there.
And working with the neighbor. Yeah. And basically, like the Lakewood Chamber, the core mission of value, number one, is promoting the community. And if business people are smart enough to work together to promote maybe a charity or promote something that's going on in their community that's close and personal to their heart, not only are they creating excitement and bonding within Lakewood or within whatever county that you're doing this in, but you're also profiting another person who needs it, you know, a charity or an event, or you're growing closer. A lot of times nowadays, you don't know who your neighbor next door is, and or across the street or up the street. We work so much, and we go and go and go, and finally the weather turns nice, and you say hi, and you go, oh my gosh, what was their name again? They're right next door. And so by belonging to something like this, you can start to have a knit into the community, which a lot of communities don't have any knit anymore. It's just come unraveled, and we're going in. Don't even know who each other is.
Well, I think you're right, just like in our own, in the neighborhood, but also in the business community. If
right.
I've got my 1,000-square-foot business in a, on the corner or in a strip mall or in the big mall or wherever, I'm so busy running my one or two person business that I don't have the, I can't make the time to go out and find out what the neighbor is or what the neighboring community is all about. How do you get those kinds of small businesses to get involved in the rest of the neighborhood, the rest
Gee,
of the business
Gee, I'm seeing the weekly
community.
Breeze right here. That's got to have something to do with it.
I'm going to defer to Linda here.
Well, it's really quite simple. We provide opportunities for our family, and we do consider our membership our family, to get together, and everyone is really busy. And so we provide opportunities morning, noon, and night so that you can break away at some point during the day to come to an event, a networking event, a business after hours, a luncheon, whatever it might be, so that you can get connected. Because, you know, ultimately, you know, we love Facebook, we love all of this electronic communication, but there's nothing better than looking someone in the eye and doing business with them. And we're still very old-fashioned. Our membership core is still very old-fashioned about that. And it's all about relationship building. And as, you know, one of the wonderful things that I see is that we can have five financial institutions in the same room, and they're all having a great time together. We have a ribbon cutting for a new bank, and you have five other folks that are in the financial industry that are there to show up and support them. You know, you had mentioned something about one of your lunch dates and the fact that he was a member of an organization for 20 years. Another one is a startup, and the chamber referred them. We never just refer one member. As a matter of fact, I just had an email from one of our members looking for caterers because he's having an event coming up here in another week or two. And I sent him every single caterer member name and contact information. That's how we do business. It's up to him to make that choice. And, you know, the more you show up for the dance, the greater the odds of you getting the business. That's all there is to it.
Well, and that's what I'm taking notes as we're talking, and you talk about the business after hours and the many, many other networking opportunities. And I wrote tools, and you just talked about that. Those many, 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 many tools and opportunities to get your name and your exposure. And you also talked about Facebook and all those other tools that we just, I'll say branding, for example, and whether it's the, I advertise in the Weekly Breeze, I go to a Lakewood event, I go to, I advertise on Terry's Talk, on KLA Radio. I'll do so many of those other things to get that repetition thing. And then when those face-to-face things, then you've already got so many conversations already started. It's not like you're making a brand new friend and you're sitting across the counter from somebody with your arms crossed wondering, well, what are we going to talk about? You've already got those conversations started. And
right.
And then it's so much more fun to do business with people that you already know something about.
Well, and Terry, when you think about the majority of our member businesses and across the nation, frankly, small businesses are the ones that join. Small businesses are the ones that need the most networking and help because they don't have, you know, a corporate office in New York putting out advertising and flyers and that type of thing. Many of our member businesses can't afford billboard campaigning. So this face-to-face is critical. But one of the other tools that we have been providing is learning how to get onto Facebook, how to promote your business through that. We provide a lot of free seminars based on that. You talked about the military contracting. Those are the types of things that we like to provide to our members free of charge. We don't like nickel and diming our members. I think that we provide them with a big bang for their buck. Greg opens up his place twice a year, and we do a mini trade show, and it's designed for our small member businesses. It's only 2 hours. It's very intense. It's a lot of fun. We've got great door prizes. He furnishes the most fabulous hors d'oeuvres. We have a no-host bar, and people can network and talk and meet with all of the vendors that we have there. And it's a great time. And most of the folks that have participated, actually all of the folks that I can think of that have participated are always interested in returning. So that says something for people that are so busy, especially a mom and pop that's running their show all day long, don't have time for a two-day trade show, for example. This fits the bill really well with them. And obviously, it's not to make that point of sale right then and there. It's to collect those business cards so that they can follow up. So we do a scad of things. And, of course, our military presence and our military relationship. I really would encourage you both to come to our next Military Affairs Committee and see what kind of energy and what type of relationship building that we're doing so that our member businesses can meet with the folks that make decisions on base. And now they've got entree. They've met them. And the other thing that the Chamber implemented a year ago by the request of the mayor was to start an adopt-a-troop program for the 4-2 Striker Brigade. Now, we've got, you know, how many thousands of troops there, and that's a little difficult to get your hands around. But if you want to adopt a troop that's got 80 to maybe 200 guys and ladies, when they deployed, there was wonderful relationship building going on. There was emails going back and forth, care packages that were being sent. You know, there were some of the Striker folks said, look, we just want you to take care of our families. And so there were Easter parties and Christmas parties and Halloween events and barbecues and all kinds of wonderful things that our business community was doing for that particular battalion. And so we're re-energizing that program now that they're back. And we've got about half of our businesses that have stayed on. We need 40 businesses to basically support this program. But now that they're back home, I think that things will change a little bit more and that they'll be able to get onto base and meet these folks face-to-face. And we all know, me being a military brat, that there is real brand loyalty when they know that the business community is supporting them.
We'll get back
them.
To this in just a second because our music is playing.
Get your garage back. We're talking about the premier garage condos at Garage Plus Storage, located in Spanaway. If you haven't experienced them yet, what are you waiting for? You can own yours starting as low as only $390 per month with 24/7 security, full heating, and electric available in every unit, 14 by 14 foot doors, high-speed internet and cable, sizes ranging from 300 to 990 square feet. Enjoy a 3,000 square foot clubhouse with 6 flat-screen TVs and full-size kitchen. You need to come and see what the excitement is all about and experience the freedom of owning your own workshop, your own man cave. Visit ownamancave.com and get yours today.
Does your auto or homeowner's insurance meet your needs? Your farmer's agent can review your coverages and let you know about any available discounts. Renters, farmer's insurance can inexpensively protect your assets. Business owners, there are specific risks and liabilities unique to your business. A farmer's agent can tailor a comprehensive and innovative business insurance package to fit your business needs. Dan Loftus, your local farmer's agent and insurance professional, will gladly provide a free business insurance quote. Contact Dan at 360-355-2947, 360-355-2947.
It's easy to feel financially vulnerable these days. There's so much going on. Whatever personal decision you make to help keep you and your family safe, Goldenrod Jewelers wants you to keep one thing in mind, gold and silver coins. Let Goldenrod Jewelers do what they know how to do best, sell gold and silver. Every day they sell, buy, and repair it, and turn it into precious items. Remember, you're not just spending money, you're exchanging it. So invest into something solid and feel secure again at Goldenrod Jewelers. Call them today at 253-840-8114. 253-840-8114.
Hi, this is Michelle from Garage Plus. Are you paying too much for storage? The price per square foot on your retail and office space makes on-site storage of your records bad for your bottom line. Renting storage means you never gain equity, and the price to own is about the same. Garage Plus storage ownership features 24/7 access, on-site security, fire protection, climate control, internet access, even meeting rooms. Go to garageplusstorage.com or call 877-875-PLUS. 877-875-PLUS.
Here we are, back to Terry's Talk on KLAY 1180 on your AM dial and www.klay1180.com. We're having this fabulous conversation with the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce and the Weekly Breeze about what does the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce do in our community, and how does it support the community? How does it support business? And I want to, we've got down to our last 10 minutes. These hours never go slow. And I keep brainstorming in my own head, how are we going to be able to bring more people on this show and get more exposure to the people we do business with? And
we all would have to be a Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong and slow the and slow the get John to slow these clocks down or something. But I want to. I also want to ask a question because we've got not just Linda, who is the everyday taskmaster at the chamber itself, mm-hmm. and out trying to support the business in the community. We've got business people in the studio with us today. And I want to know how this ambassador program works, whether it...
Do you get your toes painted?
Yeah. Did you have to make an application? Did you have to go through a rigorous interview process?
How did you become an ambassador?
Well, you know, I was...
Step up to the mic real close.
I was approached, actually, at the last Bloomin' Trade Show, and they had met secretly in the dark corners of their... their office and had voted on who could be an ambassador, who they'd welcome in, and I was privileged that they were wanting me to be one. I see it as a huge privilege and don't take it lightly at all. And so,
what do you have to do as an ambassador?
You know, I've had a fun time in the last couple of days. I visited area business owners and just sat down with them, found out about their businesses, found out what we could do as a chamber to help them promote their businesses and create a top-of-mind awareness to the local community. So it's been a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to continuing here. So.
Linda, is there a 15 paragraph to-do list for an ambassador?
There is. It's quite extensive. Actually, I think that we take our ambassadors to task far more than we do our board of directors. Wouldn't you agree, Greg?
I'll have to agree.
Yes. But
so it's easy being on the board of directors, but it's a real job to be an ambassador.
It depends on the day. But there is a process that we go through. We actually have a separate board for our ambassadors. And first of all, you have to be a member for 6 months. And the ambassadors check out other members and will make recommendations and bring names to this board for them to discuss whether they think that this person would exemplify, the best and the brightest of our members and our businesses. So it is a process that they go through, and they approach the individual and then go through a formal process of writing a letter and go through a training program and talk about really how much time it takes to become an ambassador and to serve as an ambassador. But the wonderful thing about this, and one more component about this is being an ambassador oftentimes opens the door for you and your business as you're going out and representing the chamber and talking to the local businesses and being the eyes and ears for a staff of three. So they're out there and they're talking and they're taking down information. And if there's issues, they bring it back and we can address them. Because a lot of times our members might not necessarily feel comfortable about coming to me and saying, gee, you know, this really bothers me. But they might be far more open to talking to an ambassador who's always great about coming back and telling us if there's any concerns. And
they're almost like a third party.
They really are. Mediators, if you will. And knock on wood, we've been really, really blessed with very, very few issues or concerns. So
it seems like the ambassador is kind of like your last of the core values, and that's creating a strong local economy and keeping those businesses strong and together. And
absolutely.
That knitting I was talking about to where the holes don't get too big and people are falling through.
So the ambassadors are able to expand their business while they're expanding the chamber's goals and missions.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
I think it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, you bet. Terry, let me give you a kind of a for instance. I've been a member of a Chamber of Commerce prior to the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce. And once I joined membership there, you know, they ask for your check, for your dues and things for the year. And at that point, I was basically kind of set back because nothing ever happened after that. I saw no one. And the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, when the ambassadors come out, it's kind of odd because then you see somebody coming from the chamber that's connecting with you. And then the next membership meeting, you see the same ambassador in that meeting as well. So you start developing these relationships which don't exist in all Chamber of Commerces. So I think Linda's taken this a step further, and actually the ambassadors are the backbone of our chamber. They're really great people.
Well, I know that I've always loved Lakewood Chamber. It's for 40 years, and I've only been involved with it in various stages of life for probably more than 30 years, and it's just been the most welcoming, the most outreaching of the chambers that I've had exposure to. We do have another one of your ambassadors on the phone. Shall we take that phone call for a moment?
I think that'd be great.
Is this Wild Bill Jones? Hello? Is this Wild Bill Jones?
This is Wild Bill Jones, and I just absolutely had to call in today. You're talking to my family.
Are you part of this family? I understand you're an ambassador of the Lakewood Chamber, too.
Absolutely, the best place in the world to be.
They said that you actually had an extra nameplate called Problem Child. What was this all about, I'm hearing, between the commercials?
No, that's the one I took off your husband's car.
I love you, Wild.
Anyways, I just had to call in and say thank you. We're talking to this is the movers and the shakers in the community, the people that go places, do stuff, and make a difference in the community. And Linda, Greg, Christine, thank you so much for being on there. Christine, when you get off the line, give me a call. I want to book a space.
Well, see there.
That's how we do business.
That's the way we do business.
Hey, Lakewood Chamber.
Wild, I'm glad you're safely home, and I owe you a phone call as well.
Looking forward to that.
Welcome home, Wild. We look forward to seeing you really soon. Another one of our stellar ambassadors.
Absolutely.
Well, and his fantastic wife, Diane.
Oh, she is.
I'm glad you called in, because that proves to me that you're listening to the show again.
Absolutely.
Hey. We shall beat you later, okay?
Absolutely. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Wild.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Well, that's just proof that this chamber works, that the chamber is out there, it's making friends, and people are paying attention to other members of the chamber.
Absolutely.
And Wild is a wild guy.
He certainly is.
And that is his legal first name, you guys. Wild is his legal name.
His birth certificate to the United States.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to run out of time, because this hour goes by so bloody fast, and I watched the clock, and I think that we need to figure out how to slow that clock down. What, Linda or Christine or Greg?
You didn't hang up properly.
I haven't learned how to push these buttons. I have to ask you how to push the buttons.
That's because I can hang up on anything.
We only have a minute or two left. What is it that the chamber Lakewood Chamber wants to share with the community? That is, what's the passion? What's that message that we want to get out?
Well, the passion is all about our membership and succeeding and helping them succeed. So whatever they might need or want, we encourage them to contact us, call us, and let us know if there's something that is undone that we need to help them fix. Really, it's about connecting our businesses with each other.
Actually, them getting the signs, unless you're in construction, unless you've been through this before, major kudos to Lakewood Chamber of Commerce for this. People, they have created Santa Claus. It's amazing what they've done.
Thank you. It's been our honor.
Well, it truly is an incredible coup.
Well, thank you. Real quickly.
Quickly.
Okay, we've got a scholarship luncheon in June. I'm inviting the both of you to come out and check out our best and brightest students. We've got 5 students we'll be honoring, $500 apiece, and it's going to be a great time.
What's the date?
June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Tacoma Country and Golf Club.
Thank you for being on Terry's Talk. Lakewood Chamber of Commerce and all the businesses.
And the Weekly Breeze.
And we'll look forward to shooting
blowing
the breeze
your
again
way next
week.
Woohoo!
Here on Terry's Talk.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun. 1180 on your AM dial.